cries with those who cry. He won't give up or walk away when other people do, 'cause God loves people more than anything.
God loves people more.
Sanibonani Makadi Molweni, I greet you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to our second episode of the program Turning Point, right here on your favorite station, Joyful FM Radio. To those joining me for the first time this week, I'm your host Shami, and I'm happy and feel so blessed to be sharing with you real life-changing testimonies of our brothers and sisters in Christ who reached a turning point in their lives spiritually. Today, we'll look at sexual abuse. How do you overcome sexual abuse as a Christian? Sexual abuse is one thing that can destroy a person's life. It's important to note that sexual abuse wounds the whole person, that's body, soul, and spirit. Remember, the inability to heal one's soul and spiritual peace can result in suicidal thoughts or even spiritual death. Sexual abuse affects both male and female, but today, we will focus on how does one go on after such a brutal encounter. Sexual abuse affects a person physically, mentally, and emotionally. You lose trust in people around you. You see yourself in a different way. You isolate yourself, shut yourself from the world. Some have even committed suicide because of sexual abuse. Today we'll look at a testimony on how a fellow sister overcame sexual abuse through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is a very sensitive matter, and it hurts on how many lives have been destroyed. We need to always remember, with God there is always a way back. Don't go anywhere, we'll be right here after the song.
You don't know what I've been through. Let me share my story with you. All the things that he brought me through. My stormy days and my rainy days. You don't know all the tears I've cried, the things I've kept bottled up inside, trying my best to be strong. Waiting on God and holding on.
Welcome back to Turning Point on Joyful FM Life Changing Radio with me, Shami. I just played you a song by Zakadi Cortez titled You Don't Know. Truly, you never know what a person is going through or has been through until you have heard the person tell their story. So today we share a testimony on how a sister overcame sexual abuse. Let's get right to it. She says, I was just 18 years old when the person I looked up to and trusted, someone I expected to protect me and keep me from harm, came into my room and forced himself on me. He took my innocence, my teenagehood, he broke my spirit, my hope, my dreams. Roughly, he took away everything from me and all my beliefs. He told me never to say a word to anyone or else he was going to kill me. Understand, this is coming from a person whom I used to find comfort from. I was scared, so I kept it to myself, a secret I had vowed to carry to my grave. I watched as a year went by and life had changed. I would like to believe a great part of me died that night. At 20, my scars of abuse still felt new and unique. I was confused about what was normal and used a variety of defense mechanisms to get through life. I hid and kept people at extreme distances, afraid of being hurt again. If you have been sexually abused, you remain numb through adulthood. I felt damaged and I opened myself to other sexual sins. This went on for some time till I met a good woman of God who introduced me to church and how good it can do me to shift my focus from the pain I was feeling and focus on God. I didn't understand the power of the gospel and on how pleasing God would bring forth his favor. Believe me, Satan doesn't care how we respond to sexual abuse as long as we don't turn to Jesus. The enemy knows when we find our identity, security, and dignity in Christ, we can live in victory. Dear listener, let's take a short music break and we'll be back.
When we use our lives to bless others, it makes the world a better place. So I reached out to some of my friends that I know have blessed the world to encourage you to find a way.
Bless somebody else.
Bless somebody else.
I know. God has been faithful every day.
Every day.
Yes.
And I believe. God's hand is on my life.
His hand is on.
He's faithful.
God has proven that
for
he's faithful.
For eternity I will be grateful.
Sing it for me, Wes.
Blessed with so much.
So much.
How can I keep,
how
it,
can
all
I keep
to
it to myself?
Wes Moore.
Lord, I promise.
Every time you bless.
I'm gonna bless somebody else.
Trust me to bless somebody else.
Pass the smoking orphan, my man.
Hearts and lovers. And every time you bless,
the beautiful American temple.
You can trust me.
Trust me, Lord.
Trust me.
Bishop Morton.
Because I'm blind.
I tell me, hey.
Say it, Bishop.
I'm looking for somebody. Ooh. I gotta bless somebody else because I'm blessed.
That's
help
my new friend, Miss Kiki Wyatt.
Just played you two songs. The first one was by Kurt Kerr, titled Play Somebody Else, and Doors on Bamboo, When I Remember. Believe me, sharing your testimony can bless somebody else, because you never know who needed to hear it. Let's continue with our testimony. She goes on to say, I joined the church and began my journey with God that changed my heart and my life. One day as I was singing Do You Know My Jesus on stage with the team, I suddenly realized I knew all about Jesus, but I didn't know him. I dropped the mic and went to the prayer room and placed my life in Jesus' hands. The most wonderful changes came as I learned to trust him with my past hurts. I learned that God loves me deeply and completely, that God did not condone the abuse and he hates all wickedness. I learned that I could entrust justice into the righteous heart of God, that I could forgive others because he has greatly forgiven me. I began to pray for my abuser's change of heart and repentance. I learned that peace and victory come as I study and rest in who I am in Christ, that I could use what the enemy meant for evil to bring glory and praise to God. I learned how to communicate clear and put boundaries in all relationships and speak the truth in love. That I should be aware of the enemy's schemes to control my responses and defeat me. That I should saturate my life with scripture. I learned that my thoughts will control my actions and responses, so I must allow God to transform my thinking. I grew and healed as I rubbed shoulders with women of God who showed me how to respond with the pure love of Christ. Now I encourage girls and women who still struggle toward freedom from the pain of sexual abuse.
Keep it locked right here on your favorite gospel station.
Joyful FM.
Joyful FM.
I've grown in Christ, and it hasn't been easy, although Jesus said, He came to give me abundant life. Sometimes I resort to survival mode when I allow myself to feel ashamed. In those moments, I forget who I am, or rather, whose I am. Jesus bore my shame on the cross. I don't need to bear it anymore. So I want to tell someone that those scars remain. God gives healing grace. That's the end of our beloved sister's testimony. Let's take a music break. We'll be right back.
Bursting forth in glorious dance.
I just played you a song by Women of Faith titled In Christ Alone. Wow, wow, what a wonderful God we save. Truly, nothing is impossible with God. I don't know who might be going through this and feel there is no hope anymore. Remember, Jesus understands abuse. Find comfort in him, for he went through physical abuse, torture, torment, so we can all be saved. Read your Bible, pray, fellowship with others. Don't hide away from the Lord, but run to him. Let it all out. He is ready to listen. Find refuge in him. Through him, you will find your turning point. I hope today's testimony will help someone out there. May our fellow sister be blessed, and we thank you for sharing her life with us. If you feel you have a testimony to share on how you reached your turning point, please write to us on our Facebook page, Joyful FM Life Changing Radio, or email us on joyfulfmradio@live.com. Be it in marital problems, peer pressure, alcoholism, divorce, adultery, pornography, masturbation, cyberbullying, sexual immorality, drug abuse, sexual abuse, let us tell your story. You can be anonymous, as we are not here to judge anyone. You never know how your story can have an impact on another person going through the same situation. Help us bless somebody out there with your story. We've reached the end of our program, Turning Point. I'm your host, Shami. Blessed night to you all. Let's meet next week right here on Joyful FM, same time.
FM wants to connect with you. like our Facebook page, Joyful FM Radio, and follow us on Twitter at Joyful FM to receive daily inspiration and the Word of God.
And the Word of God.
Joyful FM, life-changing radio.